virus is not an issue. The issue is the stigma and discrimination. Stigma is a problem in Akwa Ibom. If you are HIV positive and your colleagues happen to know, even your family member, they will stay off you.
The issue of stigmatization has gone a long way, driving people into the closet. Some people will not want to come out for counseling. And even when you ask them to come for the drugs, some will not come because they know. If they come to see maybe their neighbors or your friends or their relatives, they will be scandalized.
The voices of persons living with HIV speaking about what is a major challenge as they live positively with the virus. These persons spoke exclusively to Inspiration FM sometime in April 2021. Months later, the same set of individuals are cheerful about the passage of Akwa Ibom State Anti-Stigma and Discrimination of Persons Living with HIV/AIDS Bill 2020 by the State House of Assembly on September 30, 2021. Chairperson, Network of Persons Living with HIV/AIDS in Nigeria, NEPWAN, in Akwa Ibom State, Mrs. Elizabeth Udo, speaks with Inspiration FM in October 2021, appreciating stakeholders for the push thus far.
On behalf of people living with HIV/AIDS in Akwa Ibom State, I wish to appreciate the Honorable Member of Akwa Ibom State House of Assembly for their commitment in passing the HIV Anti-Stigma Bill into law. We thank the State Governor, His Excellency Governor Udom Gabriel Emmanuel, for throwing his support behind the Honorable Members, all the implementing partners.
After the crucial deliberation by the State House of Assembly, the Anti-Stigma and Discrimination Bill was passed into law. Akwa Ibom's Commissioner for Health, Professor Augustine Umor, said it's a bold step taken and deserves commendation.
I am very excited that the House of Assembly has passed a bill on the HIV Anti-Discrimination Bill. Nigeria as a nation has already passed this bill into law, including the signing into law by His Excellency, the former President of Nigeria, Goodluck Jonathan, GCFR, in February 2015. Then other states have instigated this bill, and now it is the turn of Akwa Ibom State.
The domestication of the law in states became necessary after the Nigerian Senate on April 10, 2014 passed the HIV and AIDS Anti-Stigma and Discrimination Bill. A number of states have adopted the bill since then, and attention has been focused on Akwa Ibom, which has a high HIV prevalence of 5.6%, reflecting that over 170,000 persons are infected with the virus. With the intensified efforts by stakeholders on August 25, 2021, a public hearing was conducted to consider inputs of collaborators in Akwa Ibom's HIV response. Key observations were made on the bill at the meeting led by Honorable Udeme Otong of the Akwa Ibom State House of Assembly. He is the chairman, House Committee on Health. Similarly, the project manager, Akwa Ibom's AIDS Agency, AK Saka, Dr. Afo Igbemi, describes the passage of the bill into law as a big win for Akwa Ibom's HIV response.
Now, if we remove this stigma from people and allow those who are living with the virus to come out, access care, get the drugs are very potent. You know what that will mean to us? Those who are carrying this virus, who have the potential unknowingly to transmit this thing to others, will access treatment, their viral load will drop, and the transmissibility will reduce. So the HIV prevalence will drop. Because the focus is on how to control the spread. For me, it's victory for all.
The push for the Anti-Stigma and Discrimination Law in Akwa Ibom has been a long one. The story dates back to efforts by the 6th Assembly to pass the bill, but to no avail. In 2018, AK Saka pressed on, reworked the bill, and the process was started all over again, leading to its passage by the 7th Assembly. Head of the Monitoring and Evaluation Unit of AK Saka, Mr. Emmanuel Benson, speaks next, and he focuses on the task of implementation of the law.
We now in SACA has much to do when the bill is signed into law, because number one, everyone has to know about it, because stigma has to stop. For the bill to really help us when we are going to implement it, we need to step up education of the masses, because like we in SACA, since we have known through education the mode of transmission and way of preventing it, then why stigmatize? So people need to know this. I will now help them to change their behavior towards people living with HIV/AIDS.
A 2018 statistics by the National Demographics Health Survey, NDHS, show that 61.1% of Akwaibom's population reflect discriminatory attitudes towards people living with HIV. Again, the Commissioner for Health, Professor Augustine Umor, notes that Akwaibom citizens must begin to view the virus differently and quit relating with persons infected with show of stigma and discrimination.
Sometimes I feel a little bit sad that we even have to pass bills like this, because if the stigma was not there, people were not discriminated against, then we wouldn't have to pass the bill. But be that as may, we are happy that this has come to pass. I ask people to be their brother's keepers. Do not discriminate against people simply because they have a particular illness, because as we all know, as all humans, this may end up coming our way. COVID-19 has come. Discrimination is not that bad because we have taken it to the open. People can step forward to do their things. But for HIV/AIDS, that discrimination is there and it pushes this to the background.
Furthermore, NEPWAN's chairperson in Akwaibom, Elizabeth Udo, in her advocacy, solicits that the governor signs the bill into law.
It is my endless expectation and desire that His Excellency Deacon Udom Gabriel Emmanuel give his assent to this bill to be made it a law that will be binding to the state as passed by the Akwaibom State House of Assembly. I would like the Akwaibom community to embrace this new law and work with all the stakeholders towards its full enforcement when necessary.
As Akwaibom battles to tackle its HIV situation, the expectations heighten on the next line of action for the anti-stigma and discrimination of persons living with HIV/AIDS Bill 2020. All eyes are on 2030, the target year for countries around the globe to hit the zero HIV infection, and the strategic efforts towards achieving this is a rallying point for all stakeholders in the HIV space.
This special report was compiled and produced by Ima Dem. The post-production was done by Sugar Godwin for Inspiration 105.9 FM.